Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wow, what do you know? For the first time in 5 years, Best Diamonds comes in for a crossover. No, that's a lie.
What's going on?
And I'm
going through our all headband team. When you
Slick Watts.
Yep. Curly Neal.
Yeah.
My dad called that one. I figured
Caruso.
I gotta get to where I can see Spadone.
Yeah.
Don't give him that love. Don't do that to Spadone.
There you go, Spadone.
Slick Watts getting a lot of love here for headbands. Who's the first guy you recognize with a headband, Steiny?
Slick Watts played for Seattle in the late 70s. He's a guy who definitely. Oh, how about Charlie Villanueva?
We talked about him.
Oh, Detroit Pistons out of UConn.
All no eyebrows team as well.
Maybe on an all paid or all overpaid team, would you say?
Villanueva.
He got paid in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think of the game last night?
That was fun. That was a lot of fun. It felt like vintage vibes in the sense of dramatic fourth quarter basketball, swinging back and forth, and then blowing leads, right, and then finding a way to win that game. I thought for sure the way this season has gone down, Luka was going to get an and one.
What I want to know is
no.
I mean he didn't deserve. Look,
I thought he was going to get it.
He didn't get fouled on when he tried to rebound over Draymond. And he didn't get fouled when he was under the basket with Draymond on him.
He went straight up. Dray did.
Please. Hey, did you hear about the bet I called off with Goo?
No. Why are you counting money over there?
I was going to ask you real quick about the bet.
$100.
Why? What?
No, I wouldn't.
What's the bet? Yeah.
Okay, so.
Educate me.
At the beginning of the year, he bet me $100.
We have a new audience every 10 minutes.
That's why I'm going to do it. he goes, Snyder, Warriors are going back to back. And I said, well, I don't think so, but who knows? This is early. He goes, oh, Steiny, they're going back to back. I said, well, let's bet then. And he goes, okay. So he bet me $100.
Wow.
I have the field.
That's a great bet for you.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
So the problem is he's now been whining for the last month because he thinks I should call off the bet because of Wiggins. Like, oh, that's something active guy.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that. Okay. But then I got to thinking about it. And here's the problem with the show.
What's that?
Guru and I.
Yeah.
He's talking about the Warriors can win it. All I care about is they can't win it.
Yeah.
It makes me too negative. I don't want to root against the Warriors.
I like this.
I don't care.
This is gross.
I don't want to have to root against the Warriors to win $100.
Yeah.
That's actually a good point.
Like, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him $100 today.
Okay.
He can either keep it, he can donate to charity, or if the Warriors win the title, he can put it in his back pocket.
I like that.
I just want to. Do I think they're going to win it? I don't think they're going to win it.
Guru?
But they're sixth right now. Maybe they can make a run, win a series, get to the next one, see what happens. Yeah. I don't want to be like, oh, I hope they lose to Memphis.
Because I want to win the 100.
Let's be honest, too.
That's respect.
Let's be honest, too. I prayed last week, and I'm not ready to go all in on Giants baseball. I need the Warriors playing for at least another month and a half.
There's a guy another name of Bryce Johnson. He's 12 on steals.
Just learning about Casey Schmidt, guys.
Yeah, well, don't get me started on that one. He's already in the Hall of Fame. You didn't know? He's 5 All-Star game appearances so far in his young career. No, seriously.
That's not what Shasky was saying.
But no. How quickly would you get fatigued? Because Guru's going to come in here, and he's ready for the Kuminga talk. I got a text last night, just one word, Kuminga. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Play well, though.
So here's my thing with Kuminga, and I kind of said it yesterday. I said, what's the problem right now with Kuminga? First of all, he sprained his ankle. Mm-hmm. Okay, DNP's early. That's over.
That's
done.
Over.
Last four games, before last night, He played like 18, yes. 25, 25, mm-hmm. 20 yeah. something. So I'm like, all right, first of all, he's getting 20, 25 minutes a yep. game for a team that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He knows how to get more. He's yes. got to rebound, run the floor, yeah. and defend.
The rebound I'll push back on because, that's fine. Because yeah. of the defense that's on the fine, perimeter. Right. His back is to the basket. He's so, guarding some of the premier guys.
To
but
me,
I
it's
hear
like
you.
The discussion about Kuminga is over.
Yeah.
It's over. He's going to play. He's in the rotation. He's entrenched in the rotation.
I agree with that.
He's going to play 20 minutes a night. I think if he plays well, he'll play 30 now.
I think you could make the argument.
I just think it's all yeah. on Kuminga.
Yep, okay. No doubt.
Because now he's going to get a chance every half.
And you could make
maybe
the argument
two a half.
That if Wiggins somehow, I'm operating as Wiggins is not coming back.
But if he came back, yeah.
you could make the argument that Kuminga may be more important in this playoff run than Jordan Poole. Like, Jordan Poole last year was definitely dynamic and important.
Who are you betting on futures? But, without diminishing
but
the
just
other.
But this playoff run, like, you think about all the wings in the Western Conference, all the big wings and all the players.
Yeah.
KD, Kawhi, Luka, whoever. Kuminga may be more important for this playoff run for the Golden State Warriors than Jordan Poole.
I mean, ideally, they'd have them both, Wiggins and Kuminga.
Yes. Yes.
And they would have been playing, not together necessarily on the court, but in the same rotation. Because... Mm-hmm. Then they'd have a feel for right. stuff as they go into the postseason. But now, if Wiggins comes back, and we got to talk about that too. You know, then Wiggins is going to come back. Where's he going to be?
There's an acclimation
period.
He's
just taking Kuminga's right. whatever.
No, you're right though.
Did you hear Steve Kerr before the game?
I yeah. was about to play it yeah. right here. Asked about Wiggins again. Here's Steve Kerr on that one.
Well, we love Wiggs. He's a huge part of our team. He's a great player, but he's a great human being. He's just a great teammate. I love coaching him. So anytime you know, see one of your guys struggling, dealing with something, all you can do is just support that player and give him space. And that's what we've tried to do. But our players and our coaches, front office, we're all just, you know, thinking about Wiggs every day. And you know, if he comes back, great. And if he doesn't come back, that's fine too. You know, we just want to make sure that he's in a good place, taking care of his family, and you know, we'll see how it plays out.
So yeah. he's basically said something to the effect of if
yeah, I heard
he comes back. I'm operating like he's not.
I am too. Like, and I think, and Evan brought up a good point.
What's that?
This is the first time somebody in the organization even suggested he may not come yep. back. Because that we've been operating now, he's, you know, we expect him back. Bob Myers right. a week ago said nobody's told us he's not coming right. back. So now Steve Kerr says if he doesn't come back, that's fine. To me,
it feels
that's
like
almost
concession.
A sign.
That's fine too.
Not necessarily a sign, but just assume he's not coming
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
I'm going
to
assume he's
degree.
Not coming back. I get it. And I think everybody's got to operate under that assumption right. at this point.
So then knowing that, and I asked him this question, I'll ask you this question. Wiggins is the superior player over both of these guys, but collectively, can you mitigate some of the replacement with Kuminga having more of an uptick, with GP2 hopefully coming back, Jordan doing some things, Clay rebounding a little more? Mm. Can a collective of guys offset his absence, or is it insurmountable?
I mean, I don't think they can win a title without Wiggins.
I kind of feel the same
think,
way.
I think they were... I don't think they were a lock with Wiggins. See, what Wiggins does is he always gives him another player who might play well to push him over the top.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, you look at last night. Why'd the Warriors win? Well, Poole was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Draymond was good in the second half. Kuminga was terrific. Mm-hmm. Lamb helps.
Yeah.
Jamichael Green.
He had moments.
So, like, that was the best thing about last night is it wasn't all the big three.
No.
So
no,
and they needed a win like that.
But you're right, that 19-6, the defense that he provides, 94 feet, going to the basket, the mid-range yeah. jumper. Somebody gets in foul trouble, because that could happen with Kuminga, a young player. Yeah. Or he gets three turnovers, and Kerr says, you know what, I don't have the patience for this. You're getting yanked, I'm going to Anthony Lamb. It messes with your depth. With Wiggins, you look a lot better. All of a sudden, you're 8-9 deep. But without Wiggins, I think I'm kind of with you guys. I don't think they have a shot. I think it'd be tough for them to get past the first round without Andrew Wiggins.
You know, Sonny, I was looking at this the floor game from Steph Curry last night. I think it's easy for people to say, oh, he'll just become a traditional Mark Jackson-like point guard and blah, blah. It's never really going to be his game or his forte. But you could see last night the guy can still play make for others, utilizing the space and getting these other guys involved. And down the line, multiple years, hopefully. But like, if he takes a step back offensively as a scorer, could he be more of a distributor on a more balanced offensive team?
Definitely. I was listening to Slater, and I kind of agree with it. He could kind of transition into a different bunch of different kind of players.
Right?
Like, I always say, like, if he's 45 years old and almost, like, can't walk, if you put him on the hash mark,
to Chuck Person,
he would still have to be guarded.
Exactly.
Right? Even if he couldn't move.
Yes.
Because he can make half of those shots. So he should always be able to help you. But he could also, he could be a spot-up shooter if he needed to be. He could, you know what? He can come off the bench.
Yeah.
I'm talking down the line.
Not 4 years from now, you know, 5 years
he could come off
now.
The bench and be like an, because that's kind of what he did last year at the start of the playoffs. He came off the bench and it was like, oh my God. So, the question is, how do you keep kind of building around him while he gets older and maybe just drops a notch,
just
drops a notch, misses a few more games? Because if he's only playing 55, 60 games a year, you got to figure out what you're doing in the other 2020.
Totally agree. No doubt. What you guys got coming up, Steiny? I'm guessing a lot of
recap. We got the same thing.
Hey, fellas.
12:30, so he'll be in a good mood. And I'm giving Guru $100 to do whatever he wants with.
I love it.
Can't believe it. Steiny Guru coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.